SiriusXM. It's the Highway. It's the Stormy Warren Show. It's Stormy and Macy. And look at this, a good friend of the show, Guy Fieri. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for having me. First time, let's see, what is it? Big fan, first time caller. I'm a country junkie. I grew up in Northern California, so this is all in my wheelhouse. And everybody, you know, asks like, "What kind of music do you listen?" I said, "If I showed you my playlist, if I showed you what was on my XM, you know, what's on my XM presets, you'd probably just fall right out of your car." But it's it's a real deal.
I bet we have the same presets. I bet we have similar tastes. I'm just taking a stab there. Hey, we were just having an argument before you jumped on, Guy. Is it caramel or caramel?
It's caramel. Don't give me. We start on these. Is it orange or orange? Is it
orange?
It's an orange.
Oh, no, lawyer.
Nah. It's lawyer or lawyer?
A lawyer.
Lawyer.
Do they practice the law?
Okay. The caramel thing too.
What about pecan or pecan?
Oh man, I tell you, I've been beat up on that one enough times. It depends on where you are in the South, and you say that wrong, you're gonna get eaten alive. I think it's pecan for me.
There we go, man. Well, we are eye to eye.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
That's the other one we just got off of.
It depends. You go to the Caribbean, but it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'll give you that. That's probably the best way I've heard that any of that explained. That'll keep 100% in a fight.
Let's talk about Tournament of Champions 3 on the Food Network, Guy. This is, you didn't think you could make it meaner, more competitive, and bigger and grander than Tournament of Champions 2, but you figured it out. You added a bunch more competitors. The prizes are bigger. The ingredients are harder. Am I missing anything?
The money is bigger. The money is big. $100,000 on the line. If you're going to bring your closest friends, the most celebrated chefs and newest chefs in the industry all together to converge in one arena to battle, and you're going to give them the worst randomizer that you've had to date, more chefs than you've ever had to date, and you're going to say, well, you do this, you better have a big payday standing over here in a leather briefcase. And that's what we did. And I'll tell you something. I designed Tournament of Champions probably 6 years ago, and it took me about 3 years to sell it to the network. And I'm like, you don't understand what I'm telling you. This is going to be out.
Huge.
What makes it so different? And one of the key pieces is we have blind judging. Now, I'm not saying that when judges judge a chef that they're taking – that they have prejudice or favoritism, or whatever. But if one chef is a well-known Italian chef, the other chef is a well-known Cajun chef,
French chef,
they're a French chef, that if they're making a French dish, that guy's not going to get some, or she's not going to get some.
Subconsciously.
So we did the blind judging, and then we did this randomizer. Now, when we first talked about the randomizer, they said, well, let's do the randomizer as a digital thing that'll just kind of read out the numbers or read out the stuff. And I go, no way. Because if it's digital, even if it's random digital, they're going to believe.
It could be rigged.
Thank you.
So you need
We speak the same language.
I'm telling you.
It was 100%. If you look at a picture of it and you look at a picture of the Price is Right wheel, I said, that's what I want. Is I want the Price is Right wheel, but I want, you know, five of them in a row. But you know what? You can't prepare for this. The chefs can't prepare. They are cooking with pieces of equipment they've never seen before.
Wow.
We do tell them these are the spectrums of pieces of equipment. Teppanyaki pan, okay? Something you've never seen before. I've never seen before.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly, me either. But this pan that kind of looks like an Abel Skeever pan. Another thing that most people have never seen. But
that didn't help me.
And they have to take them and employ them in the use of it. So it's not just did they use it, it's how did they use it.
Right.
So much criteria, so much at stake, and they are the best of the best. So I tell them, even if you go home in the first round, you're already a winner because of out of the hundreds of thousands, millions of chefs that there are in the world, you 32 are the ones that have been picked to come and compete. And it's, I mean, you only need to buy half the ticket because you're only going to be sitting on half the seat, folks. This is...
I love it. And it's with you, the most energetic man on television. So you combine all that together, and it's going to be an incredible round three of Tournament of Champions on Food Network. We said caramel or caramel, pecan or pecan. Is it Fieri or Fieri?
It is Fieri, but you know what? It's just if you can get Guy right. We haven't even got Guy. You know, how did I get Guy? There's no way Guy. Guy Pierce.
How did you get Guy?
My mom, it was funny. We just had this conversation. My Aunt Polly was going to name my cousin Greg Guy, and she didn't. My Aunt Polly's older than my mom. And Greg's 6 years older than me, and they never used, they named him Greg. And my mom always held on to Guy and thought that'd be our little guy. And so it's a funny name. I don't know. It's a weird, but I'll tell you what, I never went to Disneyland and never got one of the license plates.
No
gas station ever had anything to sell that was named Guy, except when I went to France and I lived in France as an exchange student when I was 16. Guy is it's a very well-known name.
Wow.
Which was too close to geek for me. I didn't let people call me Gee. Mm-hmm. I mean, they call me Guy. But Fieri is E-R-N-I is rolled in Italian, Eddie. So it's Fieri. I said, don't worry about getting all lost in the rolling and trying to look like you're talking with your Italian hand in the air. There's a guy named Eddie, and he's got to pay a fee. There's a fee, Eddie.
There we go. I like
Fieri.
That.
You know, that actually really helped me just now. Mm-hmm. I'm not so anxious about saying your last name. Right? Fieri.
Fieri. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep, there's a Fieri.
More with Guy Fieri when we come back. This is The Highway. It's The Highway on Sirius XM. So happy to have Guy Fieri back with us. A Tournament of Champions 3 on Food Network. Bigger, better, more competitors, money's bigger, and it's all random. And blind judges, it's just going to be so much fun. Hey, we also want to talk about your restaurant at Chase Park in Phoenix that you just opened up, or is opening?
Get ready to. Yeah, we've got this great relationship with Caesars Palace, you know, with the Caesars Group, now they're out of Reno and Tahoe and Vegas and the world, I should say. Anthony Carano and team. And, we've got a bunch of restaurants with them. We've got one down in Las Vegas. We've got a few down in Las Vegas, but the flagship of my company is Guy's Vegas Kitchen and Bar. And we've just been doing so great with these guys. And they said, hey, what would you think about a collab on this? We're going to open up a 24/7 sports book at the Diamondbacks all together.
Amazing.
And we need a dynamite restaurant. Are you in? And I'm like, you have to.
Yes.
We're going to. I was good at it. We're going to. So, yeah, we're doing some really fun projects with those guys.
That is so cool. Also, we got to talk about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I've been to a couple of places with your face imprinted on the wall. One is right here in Franklin, Tennessee, 55 South for the oysters. You came for the oysters, which is amazing. And it's one of my great favorite place. Haunts. And then in Gaffney, South Carolina, Harold's Diner, the chili burgers. So I mean,
you're pulling some out. How did you get to South Carolina from Tennessee so quickly?
Gavin, we went with Brantley Gilbert and we did a Folds of Honor benefit concert, and we just happened to do it at Harold's Diner, which is really cool. It was a big thing.
I appreciate celebrating veterans, celebrating our military.
Always.
And I know that your station does so much of that. And, freedom ain't free, folks. My foundation works so much in and around the vets. And matter of fact, we're getting ready to go to New Jersey. There's three big veterans homes in New Jersey. We're going to go cook for 3 days and just do a thank you tour. You know, just cook them food, cook them something different than
they're amazing
at the mess halls, and just give them the love and respect and recognition that they deserve, because there's a lot of people that have given the ultimate sacrifice and some that are still dealing with those sacrifices. So, great that you guys did it. But I'll tell you a great thing to do next time you're on the road. There's a great app, and I don't own the app, but I let these, you know, this husband and wife team, who are awesome fans, they track everything that we do on Triple D, and they have an app called Flavortown. Mm-hmm. And you got to check it out.
I will. That's great.
I use it. If I'm going somewhere and I can't remember all the places I've been, or someone says, "Hey, I'm going to this city. Where should I go?" I'm going, hang on a second. Let me go back.
Let me look at my
mental Rolodex. You know.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Guy Fieri is here. It is Tournament of Champions time. Round 3 on Food Network, plus a whole lot more to talk about. I want to talk about Stagecoach when we come back. This is The Highway. It's The Highway on Sirius XM. It's Stormy. It's Macy and our buddy Guy Fieri. Gosh, with that little tip you gave me on how to say your last name, I'm never going to screw it up again. Fieri. That is just brilliant.
Look at all the fans that are listening to the show and I finally get it right. You just educated the country.
I just had to have the guts enough to just flat out ask, you know.
And And I got to be honest with you, I do not think that many folks have ever asked it. They'll just sit there and struggle.
And you laugh your ass off every time.
And I watch my publicist going, no, it's
fee. It's fee Eddie. Macy?
Yes. I heard you guys had a band, you and Stormy, and I just need to know more about this.
Well, it started at Stagecoach, right?
It's going places. We haven't released our first album yet. We've been in the studio a lot, though. I mean, we're here in the studio now. I've been working on my, Stormy's been playing on the guitar. I've been playing on the griddle. And
it's going to be great. And Brett always texts us and says, when are we getting the band back together? So I think it's time. You're going to be out at Stagecoach again, right? Yep. So we're going.
Can't wait.
Yep.
And actually, I've heard rumors that you and I are going to be working very closely together at Stagecoach in a number of capacities.
I do think there's some really good things. I do think you should bring some extra size clothing. Because after we get done doing what we're going to do, you're going to maybe some sweatpants for one of the days. You know,
I'll be the videographer.
Not that I think that you have any issue with that, but it's kind of like I want you to think about 3 days of Thanksgiving.
I'm so ready for it. We're good. Food, country music, the desert, and Guy Fieri. Just to remind you, we have a little clip of our debut performance with Brett from Stagecoach a couple of years ago. Here we go. Was that moment?
So I'm a rocker. I'm a country fan.
So am I.
I think the first concert I ever went to was Willie Nelson when I was like 8. You know, so I've got ends of the spectrum. But Brett and I became friends at that Stagecoach, and have been great friends ever since. But I'm standing on the side stage with you, and he starts finishing it up, and he starts dragging people out. And I do not want to go out here. I am no singer. I am no dancer. I am no guitar player. I mean, don't even give me the tambourine, because I'll screw that. So, of course, we're out there, and it was a blast. But you want to hear a funny story. And this goes. So it was right after Stagecoach. Brett and I talk on the phone all the time. And he said, where are you? It was like, I don't know, Memorial weekend or something. And I said, well, I'm up at my ranch in Northern California. And he goes, oh, where's that? And I told him, and he said, okay. I said, why don't you come up, man? I'd love to have you. We've got, you know, a bunch of, you know, rooms. I'd love to. He goes, okay, maybe I'll come up tomorrow. Okay. That sounds awesome. So next thing I know, he calls me back and says, hey man, I let my pilots have the weekend off because it's a big, you know, Memorial weekend. He said, but how far are the drivers? I said, I'll send you my jet. I said, I'll send somebody to come get you. And he goes, no, I can drive. I'm good. I got my team with me. I'll drive. He jumps in a car. He jumps in a Suburban and drives up.
And he's in the desert. Yeah, he's in the desert.
I think he was in L.A. at the time. But he came up. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And he's such a legend. And he's a great example for me. And I think for all of us that are, you know, in this industry, is he is true to who he is. And he is what you see is what you get. And if he says something, he doesn't. And he's just a legend in so many ways, and so good to our armed forces and our veterans and first responders and everything. Just can't give the guy enough, enough thanks and praise.
And like yourself, he's an incredible businessman, a smart head on his shoulders too. I mean, he's done behind the long hair and the funny clothes is one of the brightest human beings I've ever been around.
You talking about me
both,
or Brett?
Both. Guy Fieri, Tournament of Champions 3 on Food Network. Check it out. It is bigger, meaner, more competitive, and more money at stake. I will see you and the band getting back together at Stagecoach. We're going to spend a lot of time together out there.
You know what? Bring bail money. I'll see you there.
You got it. Guy Fieri, this is The Highway.